Northampton State Representative Peter Cocott, one of the best-liked and most respected members of the Massachusetts House, who tackled the most complicated issues with intelligence and wit, died Thursday. He was 61. Cocott is survived by a wife and two sons. Cocott represented the 1st Hampshire District since 2002. He had been ill, according to several legislators, but his colleagues said they were stunned when they got word of Cocott's death in an email from the office of House Speaker Robert DeLeo. DeLeo wrote, quote, "Chairman Cocott was one of the most kind, decent, and selfless individuals that I've had the pleasure to know." State Representative Stephen Kulik of Worthington said Cocott had real attention to detail and always tried to understand all sides of an issue and sought out compromise.
He could balance progressive political values and ideals with, I think, a very common sense and pragmatic approach to getting results in the legislative process.
Kulik said Cocott led annual efforts to secure state funding for food assistance programs for the poor. Last year, he was the principal sponsor of a bill to overhaul the state's public records law for the first time in 30 years. He was recently named House Chairman of the Joint Committee on Healthcare Financing and also served on the House Ethics Committee. Before he was elected to the legislature, Cocott was an aide to former House Majority Leader William Nagel of Northampton. Kulik, who said he'd known Cocott for almost 30 years, described him as a wonderful person to spend time with.
A real sort of Renaissance guy. He could talk knowledgeably and with great humor and about a whole host of subjects, from gardening and cooking to baseball to sports to politics, of course. Just a wonderful guy to sit down and have a conversation with, or talk about what was going on with each other's families, what's going on in our districts.
Cocott was a large man, standing well over 6 feet tall. State Representative Brian Ash of Longmeadow described him as a gentle giant.
Just very soft-spoken, easygoing, great personality. His office was literally two doors away from mine. So, you know, you got to go in and sit down and talk with him a few times. And he's just a wealth of information, not only about the House in general, but he's a great storyteller, and he'll be missed. He'll be missed dearly, both, you know, professionally, but for me, even more so personally.
Democratic State Representative Aaron Vega of Holyoke said Cocott took his job as a state legislator very seriously, so much so that he would often remain in his seat in the House chamber during a formal session, listening to every word that was said during a debate.
It really doesn't go understated, because a lot of us are coming in and out of the chamber during formal sessions for meetings and trying to check on emails and whatever have you, but he just was always there. And I just remember him, you know, you never had to go looking for Peter during formal session because you knew he was going to be his chair.
Condolences for Cocott came from many inside of government and out, including Governor Charlie Baker and Congressman Jim McGovern and the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission. Northampton Mayor David Narkowitz, in a statement released by his office, said, quote, "Representative Cocott was a man of immense conviction, compassion, and intellect who cared deeply about the people and communities he served and the everyday issues affecting their lives." No funeral arrangements have been announced. A special election will likely be held to fill the remainder of Cocott's term to the end of 2018. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.